Well, you don't want to face Italy because you come in this country with a liar.
You understand that somebody don't want to see her. Somebody don't want to see him. Depend who is it? It can be a boy, it can be a girl or woman. But he got a too money. You don't know too money. I want to tell you, too money. Everybody say, what do you stay here? What do you eat? You don't got no food. You don't got no. He say, you feed me here. Feed me here. That's all. And myself, he say, what do you do? Accoucher. I come out of pain, do some stuff with the hands. And they say, I sell her. The people can come in this country. You like to bring some present, the people. And myself, he say, I sell her. Yeah, with the little money, I buy something I want myself. I buy different food if I want. You understand what I mean? You can buy a dress, you can buy anything. You live in a lifetime.
Well, when you were on Ellis Island, do you remember the examinations that you were given?
Well, he examination. Honey, you look there. You look all over. You know?
And you were given tests? Were you given tests?
He gave a test. And he wanted to know if these people are nuts. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You want to know if you got a sickness. Uh-huh. People are sick. And you don't want to ask them for. Mm-hmm. Okay. I told you. He asked me, he look at the hair. Uh-huh. All over. They look at.
How are you treated there? Were people nice to you?
Nice. Over here? No.
In Ellis Island?
Yeah, yes.
You were treated nicely?
Yes. Uh-huh. Just not understand in the night, you know. You need to go to the bed, the dark, because they're all a soldier. And the people say, I don't can help you, that's the room. Because you can put it, there's a people for us. Say, that's all I can put it. And somebody put a cloth. Somebody put his own clothes. Yeah. Somebody
so
put
the soldiers were staying there?
They're living in there, the other side.
They were living on the other side.
Yeah.
And you
you're living all the time at the other side. I said just a fit temporary. That's why. Mm-hmm. I don't got a big bed. You got a what do you call it? The little
cot?
Yeah, little thing like that. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. I remember this.
How about the food? Do you remember that?
Yeah, you give a nice food. Yes. Sometimes you give a good food, sometimes. Especially when you come in this country, the first time, it's a hard for you. You know what I mean? My dad give a good food. He give a good food. Mm-hmm. If you don't like it, the guy, I don't want to eat with. I don't want anything. Because I see a lot of color fella. They touch my stuff. I don't want to eat.
Did you see any other things that were new to you that you never saw before?
I see a lot of people, but I don't remember too much of them. Too long ago. No.
A donut. Kiedy wiesz, przymierzali nam jedno donuts.
Donut.
La prima volta dove avevo visto di suonato lì, da che c'è c'è.
Donut, donut, yeah, donut, and they give, you know. He gives cereal. What a minute. What do you call it?
Oatmeal?
Oh, cornmeal. He gives a cornmeal.
And
put the little fruit in the top. And he gives chipoon in another dish. That's one thing. You don't got a pepper dish. Nothing. But all the dishes they can wash. But color. Duck dishes, no car, no duck dishes. No, everybody saying, so duck the dish. But some of food I like, some of food I don't like.
So how do you remember what your mother said when your father didn't show up and you were waiting there for 4 days?
I answered that my mother is pray the Virgin Mother God. Can your father come get a joy? That's all I can say. Pray the Virgin Mother God. See, when my father, something happened, myself I need to go back in it. Because the next day they don't take him. Understand what I mean? That's all it is. That's all.
Okay, so when your father did come, and you took the train then to Lawrence?
I take a train.
Do you remember that? You remember leaving Ellis Island with your mother and father and sisters and brothers?
No, my father said, I want a train for bed, I think. I don't forget. Some bed facility. And now my father said, you kids go sleep. The bed is nice and clean, nice and white. He said, you go sleep there. And me and your mother and the baby, I stay here. Because the baby is small. See? My mother hold the baby, my father stay here. And he say, no, I want to go to bed. And you know, past 10 minutes, myself, I started calling me and my sister. Ba, ma, what's the matter? He say, come here, somebody get me up. And he opened the nutrition. I asked, he said, full book. Pull him back. My father, it put him down, shake him. He said, everybody sit here, from them, over here, sleeping. Mm. He said, happening over here, when I reach here, I need to stay in the with my aunt 4 days, 4 to 5 days. After that, my father got a board, a white board. And he sleep honest to God. Oh, everybody want a room. You want to see, look so. My auntie, thank you to God, because my auntie gave it the place.
Just say your father's name and your mother's name. What were their names?
Camelo Lanzafama.
What was your mother's maiden name?
De Mauro. Maria Di Mauro.
And your father's first name?
Lanzafama.
Camelo
Lanzafama.
And what was your aunt's name where you went to stay when you first came here?
I call her Camelo Lanzafama.
No.
Your aunt?
Lucia, when you started. Como se llamaba?
Oh, Maria. And I don't know como se llamaba, not Japan's. The name. Solo Maria. Uh-huh. Yeah. At the hospital, Luigi.
Now, do you remember some of the things you saw for the first time? In other words, when you were at your aunt's house and you were in Lawrence,
yeah,
do you remember some things that were different?
My uncle, he take one night, he say, I want to take the kids out of work here. And he take me from the Holy Rosary Church in the front, the side of the wooden mill. And he make me look at 6th Street. And he say, that's the main street. The best street in the city. I started crying because that time you got a. Now you build it. Now you put a street, a tree. Now you put a tree. That tree, myself, I find it here. When I come in this country, I find a tree right there. You pull them out. All the Sixth Street. You know, look at Sixth Street. It's a big tree. I started crying. I say, the city is no city, that's a woods. I don't like it. Mm-hmm. I walk quite all the time.
Were you homesick? Did you want to go back?
Yeah, I want to go back.
What did you miss? Why did you want to go back?
For my food, my fruit. See, because of Sicily, honey. Sicily got the best fruit. the best of all. Myself, I miss my food. I miss everything. I miss my people.
How did your brothers and sisters feel? Did they want to stay or they wanted to go back too?
Sometimes you say yes. The one that got quite is off, yeah, me. Me.
You were the one who wanted to go back?
I want to go back. Uh-huh.
And how about your mother and father?
He cried. My father, God is his soul. My father is, when he buy fruit, he don't buy dozen or 2 dozen. If he buy grapes, he buy case. He bring the case. If he buy cherry, big case of cherry, bring it up with the cherry. The one guy you buy surprise, the banana, you buy a dozen, 2 dozen, you bring it back. But the rest of everything you buy case, my father, because he want to as he so this father to us. My myself wanna say the fruit I started crying. I wanna pick it up myself.
Was some of the fruits different than what you were used to?
That's right. It was different. A lot of different. Mm-hmm. A lot of different.
So did you start school? Or didn't go to school?
I don't
here?
Go to school.
No. Did you go to work?
I go to work right away.
Right away?
Yes. I am myself. What am I? I come here at 15. Mm-hmm. And 15 and a half. I told her they would meet at 21. I told her the shop here. I am 21 years old. I am 15 and a half.
So you said you were 21.
I am 21.
And then what did you do there?
I work.
What kind of work?
Twist. It's a hard job.
Twisting.
Twisting. You got a wall machine, and you got a barber. You call a barber.
Barber.
Yeah, and you got the wall, the animal all around. You know. Mm-hmm. And myself, I need a gravel, like some time I burn. When you run, I need a gravel. If you don't gravel, it's the time that they burn your hand. Now, I need to get the way. And after myself, I work there. And we got a desk. Be it. $16 and 16 cents.
A week?
$16.
And how long did you stay there? Did you work there a long time?
I stayed long got married. After me I was still a worker there. And after 3 how long? 19, let me see. I reached here 18. 27, myself, I've done no more. I don't work there no more. And the 27, I got a buy business here. I don't go to work no more.
And how did you meet your husband?
Over here, in the shop.
Oh, he worked in the same shop?
Yeah, no, working different. Woman making machines to me. And I mean.
And what was your husband's name?
Sensio.
And what did you like about him?
What I like him, he like the way he got a beautiful hair curl. And I said my mother. I know.
You elope?
I know. Huh? Because I go now nine months. 9 months myself, I know this man. And you drive team and a horse. Now one time we put a team of horse in front of my house. And myself is happening in the window. He say hi to me, and myself say hi. My husband see me, my mother see me. He don't say nothing to my mom. My mother go get her the broom. He give me the hair.
Hit him in the head.
And me.
You in the head.
Yeah. He hit him in the head. And after my father said, I go to the shop, work, and I'm not going to make my hair so. And after, I told the woman, I said, put your hands here. What happened? I told her the story. I told my boyfriend. My boyfriend is going to my father. And he told her, say, I'm sorry what your mother, the mother do. Your daughter. I say, you need to feel bad, don't worry. I do a trick. And he take me. I say, come on, I don't want you to stay with your mother. That's why. Because I got a sister bigger than me. My mother know what myself going out with my boyfriend.
You were the second.
That's why.
I see. Uh-huh. Yeah. Now, was your husband also from the old country?
Not too far away.
No, but he came to this country too.
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. I don't know my country. I don't know my country.
She didn't know him.
You didn't know him before?
No,
right?
No.
Uh-huh. So then, how many children did you have?
Five.
Five?
Five. Three boys and a two girl.
You want to say their names from the oldest to the youngest?
Yeah. Santo, Camelo, Joe, Lorenzina, Laura, and Mary. Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Now, do you have grandchildren?
My God. Mm-hmm. You told me the grandchildren. I lost so many.
You have so many?
So many.
Uh-huh. Do you have any great-grandchildren?
Yeah, I think 12, huh? How many?
Great-grandchildren?
Yeah. I think 12. 13.
In other words, your children's children, do they have any children?
Yes. Yes. Deborah got a twin.
Oh, that's right.
Deborah got a twin. Mark, no,
she does. She has 12, 13 great-grandchildren.
Yeah? Uh-huh. See?
Yeah. So how is this time of your life? This time when you're in your old age time, how is that for you?
It's good.
Good?
It's still, I can enjoy it so much myself. Her call me, now come on to my house. I love a call, everything. I can enjoy it because the pain in my body is so long.
Oh, you have pain. Uh-huh.
And I know you're just like before. Yesterday, you need to leave, and the people over there, you need to take me home. I am so sad.
Uh-huh.
I know you're younger, you know.
Yeah. What makes you feel satisfied? I mean, what did you do in your lifetime that when you look back on it, you feel good about, you feel happy about?
I feel happy. Look, I got a, just like it's Sunday, not this Sunday, last Sunday. I go to my granddaughter. So, he got all of my grandkids with me. I am so responsible. Nana, go on to Sunday. Mona, what do you feel? Fine, as long as you people. I feel fine.
Uh-huh.
I feel fine. I stay and sit in the chair. The 1 o'clock, 7 o'clock.
Uh-huh. And how do you think coming to this country, do you think, what difference do you think it made in your life that you came here when you were 15 years old? Instead of staying in Sicily and you came to this country?
Over here, different.
Yeah.
And you look for me, I go to jail. And he said, because I don't stay home. In the morning, 7 o'clock, I need to be in the shop. All right, I come back most of five. And when I come back, I need to work. I need a washer, my clothes, I need a help for my mother, father. I cry. I told you, I cried for 2 years. 2 years I cried. I cried, I want to come back. I want to come back. I like it better than my country.
Did you ever visit? Did you ever go back for a visit?
Yeah, I go.
And how did you feel when you went back there?
What do you want to tell you? He said, no, just I like when I go there myself. Everything changed.
Oh.
Everything changed. Everything. I go into my city where I born, the little city. Mm-hmm. And I go see my cousin. And my cousin, he say, Afia, you know this woman coming? I say, no. Sebastian, no. He say, you know who he is, so-and-so. When he told me, I know it. And now, and he come. And he say hello. My cousin, her. I say, hello, Rosa. How are you? Como si? I told her that. And he say, bueno, tu como si? What's you? I say, fine. I say, you know who this woman is? No. I say, come on, you don't know me? No. And I tell her, what did you do her? Want to see Anka, want to myself there. That way you know me. I know. After this has happened in 1963 my cousin, I am in the field. I work for my cousin there. And you work there, and my cousin feel a call. I say, Rosa, go to the house. Tell my mother, give her the head, my cap. And you go there. I say, remember when you got a cap for my Sebastian, you Afia, I say, yes. And another one, I go see another one, it's a history. What's your name? I said, Maria, your name is Maria. And I told a woman, I say, you know, Mary, redhead, if he's still living, he's a red. Mm-hmm. Red. And he say, yeah. He said, easy, Eddie, some, I don't know. And I say, oh my God, I like to see it. I say, when I come back, if I come back, you show me. I say, all right. Next week, I go there, and she go and show me. I've gone over there. I finally got sleep in the afternoon. The daughter-in-law will make it get up. He's make it sit in the chair. And myself, I say, hello, ma, how are you? He said, hello, daughter, how are you? He said, fine. I said, you know who I am? Yeah. The face, familiar, I don't know. He said, come on, ma. You remember when I opened the gate all the time to you? My God, you are fear. I said, you know, that way later.
Well, when you look back on it now, would you have preferred to have stayed there?
What do you mean?
Would you have preferred to stay in Sicily and not come here?
When I come to 63? No.
No. I mean, yeah. Would you? Do you wish that you had stayed in Italy?
No.
And never came here?
No, because I got my kids here.
Because?
I got my kids here.
Yeah, your kids. Uh-huh.
No. Well, I don't care if I die, my kids are with me. No.
Is there anything else you can think of that has to do with your life in the old country and coming here and living your life out in America? Is there anything else you can think of that you didn't say?
I don't feel better than nothing. It's just I feel bad. I feel bad when I come in this country. I need to get up all in the morning. Mm-hmm. It's dark when I get up. And especially when I yawn in the morning, I need to go to the mill, I need to go work. And it's all the electrician there, you know. It's funny. It's funny. Funny, really, honest.
You miss the trees and the...
Me, I am... You don't know me. I got a... And it's... now, want to come back and come to my country too. When I work in the mill, everybody loves me. Everybody. When I, myself, I started work in the family, the morning. Mm-hmm. I got a sometime 10, sometime 8, sometime what? Girl, only young girl, woman. Now, one time, one girl, I don't know, show up. And myself, I'm looking. I say, I know, what's a Rosa? Everybody look in this face. I say, tell me what a Rosa is. They say, no comment because of the mother hit it last night. He give her looking. For what? Because he say, can you come here, and you friend. You learning bad stuff to us. Oh, I say, myself, I got up. Say, all right, no word. No word. Myself, I got up. I take one or two, three. You look at my family. I make it, the family work. I come back. You look at my family. And what is mother? I talk to the mother. Now she say, come on now, I help with her. I say, come on in the bathroom, I want to talk to you. Go over there, too noise. And they're going over there. When they're going over there, I grab her, they're like that, put it in the wall. I say, I guess that they threw fire there. And he's, you put it in the wall, I say to me, I say, lady, I don't hurt you, no worry. But I want you to look at my face and my eye. I look at what you think. Tell me the truth. And he say, no. I say, what are you here, your daughter, for? Fear not, look. I say, I don't know. I say, the woman you told me, God, do you learn that the kids, a lot of stuff they're not supposed to do. My daughter told me, he said, you're nice. He said, you don't do, you don't learn anything, you just learn. They make it a prayer every, before you start work. He said, you pray, say sign of the cross, have to go to work. I don't believe in her, I believe in the woman. And he hit the woman. And after that, no trouble.
That's right. Are there ways that you learned in Sicily that you kept up in this country? Ways of doing things, the ways you think about things that you learned when you were a little girl that you keep doing here.
In my country, not do too much, just like doing it here. Because here, when I come, my mother say, kids, you do this, you do that, because I'm not going to pay a lot. You need a washer, you need an iron, mm-hmm. You need to do a lot of stuff. I don't do this in my country. My mother does. All right? And Saturday, Monday, sometime Friday night, my mother make hot water. You need to wash all the floor. All the floor, all the room. With the hands and knees. Say, this is not better than my country. No. I wash my mother wash it because he got a just like a mama, and he wash it with the water.
When you first came here, were people prejudiced or were they not nice to you because you had just come from the old country?
Oh yeah, yes.
Do you remember any things like that?
You know, like Italian. You're not like black, you're not like Spanish. I see the Spanish, myself, my eyes. I see the Spanish, they work in the street over here. and not the sidewalk.
They won't allow traffic on the sidewalks.
And my suffered told my mother, my father, they say, and outside that's the war. I said, what's the difference, him and us? Right. He said, I don't know. I don't know, he said, that's the war.
Well, he didn't mean you, you just say, no, español.
Inuit.
No,
Espanol. Espanol, but they don't know Inuit, they don't know.
They were dark Spanish.
Yeah, how long is a black? He's a Native worker. A Native worker there. See, a Native worker there. It's, you know, I don't understand it. Sometimes myself, I got a tear. Because of people walk in the snow so much, they walk in the street. Nobody cares. If he, not one time I think I see, because the police chase, then the sidewalk, he chase with a stick. You think he chase like that? He chase with a stick.
The policemen would chase them with this stick to get off the sidewalk, because like the streets weren't plowed or something, they would have to let them walk in the deep snow, but it wasn't plowed.
Myself, I don't understand it.
Mm-hmm.
I said, you don't do nothing. Mm-hmm. He's a walker for himself.
Mm-hmm.
My father said, not talk. Dear, not talk. I said, you better not talk. You have somebody here. Mm-hmm.
How about in the mill? Were you treated nicely there?
Sometimes. I told you. You know, like, you treated different. You know, you treated... especially Italian. And, oh my God. Because I got all the English
mm-hmm.
Boss sitting in there. He's a, you know, like Italian people.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, one time, I am in this country, what do you want to say, 6 months, I don't know. No long time. And I got my friend. Two family walk. Now one day, this good family don't want to work. But I started one in the corner, and the other corner, all of broke. Now what do you want to do, my son? Now my mother, he make Western sandwich. And he rub it up, he put a knife, he put a little towel there, and he myself, I take it, I put it up with the friend. And every time I walk up, I smell that gorgeous sandwich. It's around 9 o'clock, 8 o'clock, I pass eight, I don't know. And I see myself there. I don't think I control this good machine. I don't care. I take the sandwich, I take the little towel, I put it in, study. I take my sandwich, I don't make the first bite. See the boss come in, the boss. And myself, and the Italian. I say, you want some? I say, no. Eat. And he told me, say, what? Good luck. Look, it's just a family. And myself, nice way. I told her, I told him, look, I tell him to tell you. I said, look, for myself I die, I'll go downstairs. Not coming up in the morning. I said, my dear friend, if he die, everybody came up. You walk. I told him, the boss, he listened. Myself young, I'm not thinking, myself 16, when I told him this. And when he listened to me, he said, huh, you call her the sitting in. He said, call her the wall of the woman. That's it for him. Go fix the machine. Take all of the wire out. You put on a wire. But put this number. You told the boss what you need to put in the machine. God, I am in heaven. I stay all the time. I said, And after him, him go up, myself finish eat, drink, and after the boss come down, if I miss it, no broke machine or nothing. He come up, he said, "What's the machine?" I say, "Oh, so good, thank you, God." I told him to tell him myself. And he's, and the boss said, "Go ahead, join yourself." The boy, everybody, all the people on the film, he said, what do you give it this, the boss? You know, like nobody. What do you give it to you? Can you give it, you give it this satisfaction to you? Yeah, I don't know. It's such, I don't know. But you love him. You love him. I know you do nothing wrong. But this happened to me because I was so hungry, young. I am young.
Yeah,
and myself, I think it's a good sandwich there. I know, say, I want to eat. hey, when the boss come just in time. Oh, my God, the boss, when he's sitting, and say, my God, oh, woman.
Okay, I think that's a good story to end on. I want to thank you so much.
Yeah, well,
very interesting stories about your life.
And my daughter won all the time. The boy, the son, he told you, the son would take some of my story. The boat, when I come to Scandal.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to reach here. He write
it down? He did his essay for college, and he got into Harvard on that story.
Really?
Honest to God.
Wonderful.
You want to know, you call Bob, he say, who told you the story? And they say, yeah, my grandmother.
Wonderful. And he uses all the same intonations like she did. He changed nothing.
Oh, great. Okay, well, I want to thank you. I've been speaking with Camilla Messina, who came at age 15 from Sicily, and at the time of this interview, July 5th, 1995, you're 93 years old. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.